This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Live Feed tonight features Winona-based band Wake Up Bedhead. Wake Up Bedhead is comprised of Josh Lauer on lead guitar and vocals, Elijah Beach on rhythm guitar, Sherry Dolan on bass, and Action Jackson, meaning Jason Jackson, on drums. Their music is described as heart-pounding, exhilarating, and in-your-face rock music that bids homage to the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, and Led Zeppelin. We now go to Ed's No Name Bar, where we caught up with Josh, Elijah, and Jason before the show. Live feed. This is Terry Tunsez, and I am with Wake Up Bedhead, or three members of Wake Up Bedhead, and I'm going to have you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves and what instrument you play, starting with you, sir.
I'm Jason Jackson. I play the drums.
Elijah Beach. I play the guitar.
I'm Joshua Lauer, and I play guitar, keyboards, and I sing. These guys sing, too, sometimes.
Yeah, I like to sing.
Do you sing in harmony?
Hopefully.
On a good night. On a good night.
Now, we're missing one person.
If the stars are aligned. Yeah. Sherry, she plays bass in the band.
When did Wake Up Bedhead start?
2006.
And you guys are based out of Winona, right?
Yeah.
Winona band. Okay. All right. Then you play all originals, or are there some covers as well, too?
All originals so far.
Right now. All originals?
At the moment. We've done covers before, but not tonight.
Not tonight?
Yeah.
Rock. Okay, great. So what would you classify your group as for our listeners who haven't heard you before?
I'd say pop rock.
Pop rock, alternative rock, indie rock.
Yeah.
Indie rock is one of those words that you can use to describe anything, so that'll work for us. But there's no rapping involved. So.
Unless there's peasants.
I spread the message.
It's, you know, drums, two guitars, an occasional keyboard, and some vocals with harmonies. Try to make catchy songs, you know? So, like, that's where the pop kind of thing
catchy
is.
Catchy Euro pop.
Catchy Euro pop?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
British influence, yeah. Sure.
So you guys write together. What's that relationship like? Do you all harmonize when it comes to that? Or is it a little give and take? Is one person more the front man for the writing or woman for the writing?
Yeah, I kind of write most of the songs, and Eli writes the other ones. Pretty much.
Eli and Josh are the main songwriters, but the nice thing about our band is everybody gets a chance to bring their own interpretation of the song to life. You know, nobody's telling anybody what to play. We all just kind of play what needs to be played, and so far it's been a really great combination.
Well, how did the four of you meet up and decide you wanted to play together?
Actually, I am the newest member of the band.
Oh!
I am the fifth drummer, number five.
What happens to the drummers?
I think they die. I'm not sure. They get used up. They spit them out.
You remember all those people that always go missing on the river?
They all get girlfriends.
Yeah, no, I think I've broken. I'm hoping to break the trend here. I think
okay.
No girlfriend for this.
It's going to be the last drummer, fifth and last drummer. But I met this guy, Eli, the guitarist, and I'm in another band with him called the Legendary John Beach Band, as well as the Eels of Steel. He got me into Wake Up Bedhead. I had heard them playing. I had been playing with him, and I thought, you know, we need to be more efficient here. Why don't we combine the two bands? And so far, it's been great.
So when the forces combine,
exactly,
you have Wake Up Bedhead.
Yes.
Okay, great. And have you guys done any CD releases?
We are in the studio right now working hard on our next album.
Do you have your own studio, or are you recording with somebody in Winona?
We have our own studio.
Okay.
It's all in-house from here on out.
Awesome.
But yeah, no, we're toying with the idea of getting it mastered somewhere else just to get, like, a fresh set of ears on it. But other than that, like, the initial production of it all we do in my basement.
Hey, it's convenient.
Yeah.
It works.
It works.
Cheaper.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And with the way technology is now.
See, actually, a while ago, I thought it would be cheaper. You know, I was like, yeah, I could spend $500 on equipment or $500 in the studio, and I can always use the equipment over and over again. Except that now, like, you just keep buying more and more equipment, like, which is, like, great at this point, because now I have the capability of recording the entire band live, as opposed to, like, a lot of bands you'll hear they're recording themselves and they get one guy to lay down the track and the other guy comes in and does it. We're actually playing all together, except for, like, we probably do, like, a fresh take on the vocals, you know, an overdub for that here and there, or if we want to add extras. But the initial take is this live take, so you get that energy from the live performance as opposed to this sort of more mechanical sounding approach that some other bands might have just by playing to a metronome into a computer, you know.
It doesn't sound natural at that point. It's not an organic experience. Gotcha. What's it like being musicians in Winona and performing versus maybe somewhere else? Like, how do you think the scene is in the Midwest?
Actually, I think, surprisingly, there's a good scene in Winona. There's a lot of supporters of, like, the arts, specifically at Ed's. Like, if you're playing at Ed's, I feel like it's a good place to play here in town.
It's a blossoming scene, and I just came from Arizona after 20 years and experienced that music scene. And to come here, it's
still
very refreshing.
Like,
I like Winona. I love the music
They like karaoke and music that's done by a DJ.
That's a hard challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably easier to do than have a live band from it. Yeah.
Maybe we should have them come up and sing our songs for us.
Yeah. Our fans.
Live karaoke.
That'd be awesome.
Wake up, Ed karaoke.
Except we only do our songs.
Do you guys have any embarrassing moments performing together at all, or feel like sharing?
I have one that I'd like to share. We played the Midwest Music Fest.
Okay, yeah.
And we played upstairs at Marcus Street Tap, and the reverberation was so bad that at one point our stop in our song turned into about a half a second stop. Well, actually, there wasn't even supposed to really be a stop there, but it just happened, and it was because of the reverberation. And it was an interesting moment.
It was scary. Yeah.
Just a dead silence for an awkward half a second.
And you're like, yeah.
And then we recovered and finished the song, and it was
Everyone
fun.
Looks at each other. It's as though the power just went out. You're like,
yeah, it was great.
Where's the flashlight?
Okay, and it all happened in a blink of an eye.
We're going this way. Let's do it. And then
it was cool.
Back into it.
It was embarrassing, but cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing that song tonight.
We didn't want to risk the reverberation.
We didn't want to have repeat.
Yeah.
So what got you guys into music individually? Like, when did it start for you?
Well, I had this funny story about being, like, a sixth grader, and I was having, like, a slumber party. And one of my friends, he got one of my dad's guitars out, and he played this E minor chord, and I didn't know how to do that. And I was like, at the time, I was like, you probably shouldn't be touching that. And then he does something that sounds good. I'm like, oh, that sounded good. I'm like, he comes over here and takes up this guitar, and I don't even know anything about it, and he's making it sound awesome. I can't ever let this happen again. And so from that point, like, I probably begged for, like, lessons for about a half a year, but then my parents didn't have that much money at the time, so I ended up getting a book from the store and just, I'm going to learn how to do this. So that's kind of what got me into it initially. And then once I figured out a few chords, it was just the Beatles books all days long. Go through and play every Beatles song, just the chords, and like sing along with really bad rhythm and probably a terrible tone.
But, how about for you? When did it start for you?
A similar situation. I came from a musical family, but I had never picked up an instrument. And then at the age of 19, I discovered psychedelic rock. College life and live music. And two of my friends played guitar and drums, and one of my friends moved his drum set into my house, and both of them played, and I felt so left out and so jealous that I had to contribute. I had to learn. So when they were gone, I'd try to get on my friend's drum set and try to play, and it was horrible. It didn't amount to much. That basically inspired me to want to play. You know, them jamming in front of me and only being able to contribute tambourine. You know, I was like, oh, this is lame. I got to learn how to play an instrument. And so the drums were there, and I gravitated towards that.
And quick, because I know you guys got to go, Eli, what made you want to become a musician? What made it start, and when did you start experimenting with it?
I think it's all the girlfriends that you get from it. No, I'm just kidding. Right? At the beginning, I don't know why I did. I just did it for something to do, and then my friends did it. So
his dad's a real good musician too.
Then I got into it though, but I got into it actually after a while, and then I wanted to be better than that competitive kind of behavior.
Sometimes that's the best way to go. Yeah. It's a way for you.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't really have an actual reason why I got into it. I think I just like it, and now I'm kind of just in it. Well, yeah, I used to listen to James Brown as a kid.
I want
to
learn.
Like, dance around the house. And, you know, I like music. So. That's probably why I liked it. I remember seeing a friend play some music, and it just inspired me to think, I want to do that. So that's pretty much it.
All right, so the band is Wake Up Bedhead. They're from Winona, Minnesota, and they got to get on stage and play, so we're going to let them go.
Bye.
I know. Thanks. We're Wake Up Bedhead. The first song we played is a new one. That's called Put Your Hands Up. And the last one there was called Need to Laugh. We'll be right back.
A big thank you to the members of Wake Up Bedhead for visiting with us and for letting us catch their performance. Make sure you stay tuned every Wednesday and Friday evening at 6:30 for more of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.